End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Righto, Thor, you know Thor? Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, Thor, with the hammer.
Yep.
So he's out one night in Melbourne here having a great old night, and he bumps into Ida Buttrose. Yeah, which was nice. Good chemistry, Jim, straight up. They have a great night together,
yes.
Great time, and in the morning, Thor says to Ida, "Hi, I'm Thor." She said, "You're Thor."
Oh, no. Oh, no. That can't be the way you're kicking it off.
You're Thor.
Oh, no.
I came home drunk the other night, Jim, and the wife wasn't happy. "How much have you had to drink?" she said. "Nothing," I slurred. "Look at me," she said. "It's either me or the pub. Which one is it?" I paused for a minute and I said, "It's you. I can tell by the voice."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
An elderly lady, Jim, complained to the local policeman that the man next door got undressed every night with the blind up at 10 o'clock, Jim. Every night, 10 o'clock, blind up.
Yes.
The policeman arrived on time the following night, Jim.
Yes.
Very good policeman, well done.
Yes.
And advised that he could not see anything. To which the lady replied, Jim, "Oh, no, no, no. You actually have to stand on the chair."
Oh.
What about the old girl, Jim?
No.
She'd stand on a chair to have
Nothing humorous
just,
about that.
Yeah, exactly. Just a K on the end of a really poxy joke.
A minister, Jim, decided to try a different approach to improve the church's finances.
Mm-hmm.
So one Sunday morning, he announced that whoever placed the largest financial gift into the collection plate could choose three hymns.
Oh.
Hmm. After the collection was taken up, the minister happily announced that the oldest member of the church, a sprightly 92-year-old lady, had won the prize, Jim.
Wow.
She was asked to come up to the altar and choose the three hymns, Jim.
Yes.
Once up there, she turned and faced the congregation.
Yes.
Looked at them carefully and said, "I'll have him, I'll have him, and I'll have him."
No! Oh, no.
The old 92-year-old, Jim.
Oh, no.
"I'll have him, him, and him."
Boo.
A husband and wife were in marriage counselling.
Yes.
The counsellor looked at them both and said, "It is essential husbands and wives know the things that are most important to each other, Jim."
Yes.
Which is very important, of course. He addressed the husband. "Can you describe your wife's favourite flower?" The husband leaned over, touched his wife's arm gently and said, "It's self-raising, isn't it?"
Oh, no. Oh, no. Just a real Friday flattener. Just a real ordinary one.
You're expecting Rose or Piccadilly or something like that.
Piccadilly.
And it's the old self-raising. This is about Patty, to be sure, to be sure.
Oh, no.
Patty applies for a job in the police force, Jim. He attends the academy and aces all the tests, physical, shooting, everything except the intelligent test, Jim.
Right.
He's not the brightest spark.
Yes.
The commander really likes Patty on the force as he's a ripper guy and does everything right. So he tries to make the questions as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
"Patty," says the commander, "if you can tell me who killed Jesus Christ, you get the job."
Yes.
Patty has a good hard think about it, but he can't come up with an answer, Jim. The commander says, "I'll tell you what, Patty, it's been a long day. It's 5 p.m. on a Friday. Why don't you take the weekend off, do some research, come back on Monday, give me the answer. If you get it right, the job is yours."
Righto.
So being a Friday night, Patty heads to the pub for a frothy with his good old mate Mick. Patty and Mick sitting there. And Mick says, "Patty, how are you going with the police force?" "Brilliant," says Patty. "I've only been there one day and they're already giving me a murder case."
Oh, no.
They've already given him a murder case.
Oh, no.
A man goes to see the doctor, Jimmy boy. He says, "Doctor, you got to help me out. My wife thinks she's a chicken, Jim."
No.
The doctor says, "How long has she had this condition?" He said, "Oh, probably 2 years." "Then why haven't you come to see me before this?" He said, "We needed the eggs."
Oh, no. No.
chicken and he didn't go and see the doctor because he wanted the eggs.
Not only really poorly told, that joke actually had a chance if it was, if it was told properly. But secondly, I'm pretty confident at least once or maybe twice you've gone with that one already.
Once. Jim, last night, someone broke into a movie theatre and stole over $600 worth of merchandise.
Did they?
They took two large Cokes, a bucket of popcorn, and four Choc Tops.
Oh, no.
That's that's how much it cost you.
That's just a real unfunny sort of story.
Jim, I used to run a dating agency for chickens.
Right.
But I was struggling to make hen's meat.
Oh, no. That is just unacceptable.
Don't look at me like that.
That is unacceptable.
I'm struggling to make ends meet.
No, Bill. You must have better jokes.
No. Righto, Jim, my wife asked me to buy some organic, this is a joke, by the way, vegetables from the market.
Uh-huh.
I went and looked around and couldn't find any, Jim. So I grabbed an old, tired-looking employee and said, "These vegetables are for my wife. Have they been sprayed with any poisonous chemicals?" The old bloke looked at me, Jim, and said, "Nah, you'll have to do that yourself."
Oh, no!
I don't usually brag about my finances.
Don't you?
But my credit company keeps calling me every day to tell me my balance is outstanding.
Oh, no. Oh, that can't be.
That's not bad.
That can't be your joke. Not on a Monday.
Three old men were talking about their aches and pains and bodily dysfunctions, Jim.
Yes.
It's a funny way you've sent this joke. One 75-year-old said, "I have this problem. I wake up every morning at 7 a.m.
Yep.
And it takes me 20 minutes to pee."
Right.
An 80-year-old man said, "My case is worse. I get up at 8 a.m. and I sit there and grunt and groan for half an hour before I finally have a movement." The 90-year-old man, you can see where this is going, Jim.
The
90-year-old man says, "Not me. At 7 a.m. I pee like a horse."
Yes.
"And at 8 a.m. I crap like a cow." So they both ask, "What's your problem then?"
Yes.
He said, "I don't wake up till 9 a.m. Oh! Oh, Bill.
Bang.
See that? Did you get that?
Yeah.
He's still in bed. A husband and his wife were having a bitter quarrel, Jim.
Yes.
Nasty bits of work it was, on a day of their 40th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
The husband yelled, "When you die, I'm getting on your headstone that reads like this. Here lies my wife, cold as ever." "Yeah," she said, "when you die, I'm getting you a headstone that reads, here lies my husband, stiff at last."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Two statues were in a park, Jim. One of a nude man, the other of a nude woman.
Right.
They'd been facing each other for 100 years.
Yes.
One day, an angel comes down from heaven and, with a single gesture, brings the two to life.
Right.
The angel says, "As a reward for being so patient, 100 years, blazing suns and dismal winters, you have been given life for 30 minutes to do whatever you want to do."
Right.
He looks at her, she looks at him, they go off running behind the scrubbery.
The scrubbery.
With his big rubbery. No.
You can go to bugger.
Mine's too stiff and sore. They went off behind the scrubbery. The angel waits patiently as the bushes rustle and there's giggling noises, Jim.
Yes.
After 15 minutes, the two return, out of breath and laughing. The angel tells them, "You still have 15 minutes to go. Would you care to do it again?" "Oh, yes, please. Shall we?" Bang. They go again, Jim.
Yes.
And she waits back and Here's the lady angel saying, "Let's change positions this time. I'll hold the pigeon down and you shit on its head."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What do you think of that, Josh Adokar?
Oh, no.
Viagra won't make you 007, Jim, but it will make you Roger Moore.
Oh, no. It will make you Roger Moore.
Yeah.
It's the delivery, Bill.
It will make you
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Yeah. Oh, no.
A taxi passenger tapped the driver on the shoulder to ask him a question. The driver screamed, lost control of the car, nearly hit a bus, went up the footpath and stopped centimetres from a shop window.
Yes.
For a second, everything went quiet in the cab. Then the driver said, "Look, mate, don't ever do that again. You scared the living daylights out of me." The passenger apologised and said, I didn't realise a little tap on the shoulder would scare you that much. The driver said, well, sorry, it's not really your fault. Today is my first day as a cab driver. I've been driving the funeral van for the last 25 years.
Oh, no.
He thought he was driving the funeral.
Oh, no.
Yes! The funeral van.
Look at Jane and Mick.
Well, he thought...
Oh, just have a look.
Jim, very relevant. A vegan said to me, people who sell meat are disgusting.
Yes.
I said, people who sell fruit and vegetables are grosser.
Oh, no.
Grosser, Jim.
Oh, no.
An Aussie phones the Ambo, Jim.
Yes.
Because his mate's just been hit by a car. Mm. Get me an ambulance very quickly. He's bleeding from the nose and the ears, and I think both his legs are broken. What is your location, sir? I'm on Eucalyptus Street. How do you spell that, sir? So after a minute, here's all the receiver hears this, operator hears this heavy breathing.
No.
Then another minute, of course, Jim.
Oh, no.
Not heavy breathing. Another yes. minute goes past. Sir, are you there? Wow. I can't hear you. Where are you? Then after about 4 minutes, sir, please answer me. Can you still hear me? The Aussie says, yes, sorry about that. I couldn't spell eucalyptus, so I've just dragged him around the corner to Oak Street.
Oh, no. What the hell?
Hey, Jim, two old men were talking. One said, so how's your sex life? Oh, nothing special. I'm having pension sex.
Oh.
Pension sex? What's that? He said, you know, I get a little each month, but not enough to live on.
Oh, no.
What do Mexicans and carpet have in common, Jim?
What's that, Bill?
Under there. You really? Yep. Listen to Raps. If you're a American before you go to the bathroom and you're a American after you go to the bathroom, what are you while you're in the bathroom?
What?
European.
Oh, no.
Yes, Jimmy, boy. You're European.
Why are your Monday one so bad?
That's a beauty, that. European.
No, it isn't good
at
all.
That's good.
No.
It's got a nice little pun.
No.
You know... Gandhi or Ghani.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ghani.
Gandhi, who was a wellness guru, Indian superstar,
yep.
Walked bare feet most of the time, Jim,
yes.
which produced an impressive set of calluses on his feet.
Mm.
He also ate very little, Jim,
yes.
which made him rather frail, and his odd diet, he suffered bad breath.
Oh.
So you know what this made him?
What?
A super callous, fragile, mystic hex by helicosis. Oh.
Helicosis, you nearly got there, Bill. You nearly got there.
How good was that? Just a supercalifragilistic mixed by helicosis. Jim.
Yes.
Two cows are standing next to each other in the field.
Right.
Daisy says to Dolly, I was artificially inseminated this morning.
Right.
I don't believe you, says Dolly. It's true. No bull.
Oh, no. No.
Jim. No bull.
That can't be a joke.
There was no bull, oh. Jim. Jimmy boy, yeah, just a couple of little ones to get you off to a
couple.
Magnificent. Yeah.
Righto.
A dyslexic man walks into a bra.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is that it?
No, wait. That's just a warm-up.
Is that
Jill
a warm-up?
Come Jill's on. Come yeah. in having a chuckle.
Yes.
And two cannibals were eating a clown, and one said to the other, does this taste funny to you?
Just two horrors to finish a short but ordinary week.
Two peanuts walk into a bar and one was assaulted.
Oh, no. Stop talking. Turn him off, Rose.
A teacher, Jim, asked his students to put the word
Bill.
To put the word
Bill.
Geometry.
Geometry.
Well, geometry.
Yes.
Into a sentence,
into
okay?
Into a sentence.
So little Johnny down the back, Jim, and she said, all right, I'll give you one last go, because when you went with contagious, it wasn't good. So
yes.
put geometry in a sentence.
Yes.
He said, a little acorn grew and grew until it finally awoke one day and said, gee, I'm a tree.
Oh, no. No.
No.
No.
Righto. I took my niece, Jimmy boy, shopping and ran into a mate of mine. I said, this is Beth. My friend asked, and what's Beth short for? I said, well, she's only six.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Bill.
That's no. what he's yeah, thought, no, what is no, Beth no, Shaw yeah, for, and she's only six. She's only yeah, tiny.
No, but you don't have to explain. Explaining a bad joke just makes it worse.
Now, one evening, Jim, a duck, a skunk, and a deer went out for dinner. When it came time to pay the bill, the skunk didn't have a cent, Jim.
Oh, no.
The deer didn't have a buck.
Oh, no.
So they put it all on the duck's bill.
Oh, no. look at the spin effects rolling through Birds of Tokyo.
I ate 3 cans of alphabetic soup last night, Jim. This morning, I had a huge vowel movement.
Oh, no.
Is that it?
No. That's it. That's your joke. So just a way to end a show on a really, really flat note.
Well, let's be honest. It hasn't got the great odds. Jimmy Boy, it's an Irish joke to be sure, to be sure. Oh, no. And Murphy said to Patty, he said, "What the hell are you doing talking into that envelope there?" Patty said, "I'm sending a voicemail."
Oh, no.
Sending a voicemail. Oh, no. Jim thought he was sending a voicemail now.
You don't have to tell the joke in an Irish accent. You can do an Irishman speaking in that accent, but the rest of the joke, you can just use your
Murphy
own voice.
If it's Murphy and Patty, you got to talk like Irishman, Jim.
Well, no, we did. Look at Jane Kennedy. The disgust.
A woman decides to have a facelift for her 50th birthday.
Yes.
She spends $15,000 and looks sensational, Jim. Yes, yes. On her way home, she stops at a newsstand to buy a newspaper before leaving. She says to the bloke behind the counter, "I hope you don't mind me asking, but how old do you think I am?" He said, "Oh, you'd be 32. She said, "Wow, no, I'm 50. Thank you very much." Then she went to McDonald's, Jim, and asked the girl behind the counter, "By the way, how old do you reckon I look?" She says, "I reckon you look about 29. "Oh, thank you very much," with a big smile. "No, I'm 50. She goes on and keeps going on there and asks a couple other people how old she is and gets to a bus stop, Jim.
Yes.
And while waiting for the bus to go home, she asks an old man waiting next to her at the same bus stop.
Yes.
She said, "How old do you reckon I look?" He says, "Excuse me, lady, I am 78. My eyesight is going, although when I was young, there was a surefire way to tell how old a woman was."
Right.
"It sounds very forward, but it requires me to just let me put my hand on your bra."
Oh, hello, Bill.
"And that way I can tell exactly how old you are."
Right.
They wait in silence. It goes a bit awkward. Yeah. Orcs.com. Yeah. And it's a... They wait in silence in empty street, and finally curiosity gets the old lady. She says, "All right then, you can have a quick little feel of my bra and then tell me." He slips both hands under the jumper, Jim, under the blouse, and begins to feel and slowly. And then she goes, "Okay, okay, you've had a couple of minutes at that. Okay, okay, how old am I?" He completes one last squeeze of the breast, Jim, removes his hands, and he says, "Madam, you are 50. "Yeah," stunned and amazed, the woman said, "That is incredible. How could you tell that?" He said, "I was standing behind you at McDonald's."
Oh, no.
Oh. Okay, Jay-Z, here it is, and Rush Hour fans. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
Don't know, Bill.
Same middle name. Jay-Z, try and beat that, you little porker.
How do the fat jokes come from fat? I don't get
that. I know. All right, so let's go, Jay-Z. Yes, okay. This is your counter.
An Eskimo brings his friend to his home for a visit, Jim.
Yes.
When they arrive, his friend asks, puzzled, "Where's your igloo?"
Yes.
The friend replies, "Oh, no, I must have left my iron on."
Boom!
Oh, have that fat!
I went to the florist yesterday, Jim.
Yes.
And I said, "I'd like a nice bunch of flowers for the wife, please."
Nice.
The florist said, "Certainly. Are you after anything in particular?"
Yep.
"Hopefully a f-." What about that one, Jimmy? I walked into the bakery the other day and the girl behind the cashier, Jim.
Yes.
I said, "I just bought a sandwich from you. I took a bite and 2 teeth fell out. Maybe," she said, "you bit down too hard." I said, "They're not my teeth."
Oh, no. Look at me.
Now, are you ready, Jim?
Yes, I am.
If a horse wears horseshoes...
Don't you even think about it. That's Jim's mine.
One and only joke.
And it's funny. So I go with it and you cannot steal it.
Have you got another joke
at all? If a horse wears horseshoes, what does a camel wear?
What?
Desert boots. Oh. Bill, It's legitimately funny, and you aren't stealing it.
All right, I've got another. Lucky I've got another one.
Go on.
Up my sleeve.
Oh, he's smelling his own armpit.
Here we go. A man and a woman were seated opposite each other on a train, Jim.
Yes.
Which is very nice. Hmm. The woman said to the man, "Every time you smile, I feel like inviting you back to my house, my place."
Oh, no.
"Every time you smile, I feel like inviting you back to my place."
Yes.
He said, "Oh, he thought he's half a chance. A bit of a snifter, Jimmy boy."
Yes,
he goes,
"Thank you, Billy."
"Are you single?" he says. She said, "No, I'm a dentist."
Oh, oh no.
It was an Aussie talking to a Kiwi, Jim.
Yes.
"That your dog?" Kiwi said, "Yeah, mate." He said, "Mind if I speak to the dog?" The Kiwi said, "Dogs don't talk." "Hey, dog, how's it going?" You know what the dog said?
"What?"
"Going all right." He said, the Aussie said, "Is this your owner?" pointing to the Kiwi. Dog said, "Yep." He said, "How's he treating you?" "Real good," said the dog. "He walks me twice a day, feeds me great food, and takes me to the park once a week." Kiwi couldn't believe it, Jim. Aussie said, "Mind if I talk to your horse over there?" Kiwi said, "Horses don't talk." "Hey, horse, how's it going?" "Cool," said the horse. Kiwi couldn't still believe it. He can't believe it, Jim. Aussie said, "Is this your owner?" pointing to the Kiwi. He said, "Yep." He said, "How's he treating you?" "Pretty good. Thanks for asking. He rides me, brushes me down, and he keeps me in a nice stable to protect me from the weather."
Right.
Kiwi is amazed. Got no idea what's going on, Jim.
Mick and Jane want to get on air, so keep going.
The Aussie says, "You mind if I have a chat to your sheep?" He said, no, you're not talking to that bloody sheep.
Oh, no.
A quick one.
Yes. Go on.
A boy wore... Someone come into this the other day.
What are you doing?
The Buccaneers one. What's that one?
Where do you find a Buccaneer?
Where do you find a Buccaneer, Jim?
On your bucking head.
Yes! Oh, that saved us. But just a short one. Just walked into the local the other night, Jim, and I asked for some helicopter chips. He said, "Sorry, mate, we've only got plane."
Oh, Joe.
Yes, Joey.
Sorry.
No, that's good. Sorry. James Bond, Jim, walks into a bar and takes a seat next to a very attractive woman.
Right.
He gives her a quick glance and up and down at Jim and then casually looks at his watch. The woman notices this and asks, "Is your date running late?" "No," he replies. "Q has just given me the state of an of the art watch."
Yes.
"Okay."
Yes.
"And I'm just testing it."
Right.
The intrigued woman says, "State of art. I like that. What is so special about this watch?" "Well," says James, "it uses alpha waves to talk to me." Bond explains. "Well, I'm..." You got the joke so far. "So what is it telling you now?" says the woman. "Well, it says you're not wearing any underwear."
Oh.
Bond replies.
Jeez.
The woman giggles and says, "Well, it must be broken because I am wearing underwear."
Mm.
Bond smirks to himself, Jim.
Yes.
And he taps his watch. He says, "Bloody things are now fast."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
A little kid asked his granddad, Jim, "Hey, granddad, what's the best thing about being 104?
Oh.
Granddad said, "No peer group pressure."
Oh, no. No.
Here's another little one for you.
Go on.
What's the difference between a pizza and a jazz musician?
What's the difference?
A pizza can feed a family of four.
Oh, no.
Jim, do you get it?
So
I don't know if you get it.
You're basically saying that a jazz musician makes no money.
They don't get a lot of work.
Right.
And they can't feed the family.
I see.
Yeah, bang!
Whereas a pizza can.
My 8-year-old daughter, Jim, had to come into work with me, you might remember this, because it was take your kid to work day.
Right.
5 minutes in here at Triple M, she started crying and chucking a tantrum. I asked her, "What is wrong?" As I remember you, Jim, and Rabs gathered around, she sobbed loudly, "Daddy! Where are all the clowns you said you work with?"
Oh, no.
She thought. Where are all the clowns?
Oh, no, you got a real pox fest.
Teacher says to their students, Jim, "Can anyone give me a sentence with the word pistol in it?" Pistol, Jim.
Yes.
"Sophie, my dad is a soldier. He has a suit of blue. He has a sword, a bayonet, and he has a pistol too."
Nice.
Very good, Sophie. Nice. Little Johnny, of course.
Oh, not Johnny.
Little Johnny. Miss, my father isn't a soldier. He doesn't have a suit of blue. He draws his dole at 9:30. Then he's on the piss till 2:00.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The piss till
look
2:00.
At, look at Jane and Mick, just really flat.
A bus full of housewives were going on a picnic, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the bus fell into the river, all dead.
Oh, no.
Not a great start.
Not great.
Yeah. Each husband cried for a week. One husband continued for more than 2 weeks, Jim. Cry, 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 cry. When asked why he missed his wife so much, he said, "No, no, no, mate. My wife missed the bus."
Oh, no. Just real Monday styling. Like just a horrible Monday one.
Oh, Mickey likes it.
He said he liked this joke.
I like
before
it.
Before he told it.
I like it.
That's junk.
That's good joke, Bill.
Just get old again, plastic involved. And
you've done it again, Inspector Clouseau.
Oh, no. Even Clouseau?
Clouseau.
Yes.
Now it's Jim. I told you. It's a poor one for Malcolm, but I love it. Since I started wearing this new aftershave, I've literally been fighting the birds off with a stick, Jim. Should have known and should have trusted an aftershave called breadcrumbs.
Oh, my God. That is just horrific.
It might be the worst ever.
Not only a really, really bad joke, but then slaughtered the telling of it.
What do New Zealanders call sheep in the backyard, Jim?
No. What?
Ride on mowers.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Kubota.
Ride on, yes.
Oh, no.
Ride on motor, yeah, you know?
Ride on mowers.
Mowers, that's
yeah,
it, Jim.
Yeah, that's it.
Get it right. A guy was sitting quietly reading the paper when his wife walked up behind him and whacked him on the head with a magazine, Jim.
Really?
What was that for, he said. That was for the piece of paper I found in your pants with the name Laura Lou written on him.
Jeez.
2 weeks ago, he said, when I went to the races, Laura Lou was the name of one of the horses I backed,
right,
and it won, and I bought you those beautiful flowers with the winnings. Oh, darling, I'm sorry about that. I should have known there would have been a good reason. 3 days later, he was watching TV when she walked up again and hit him on the head with a frying pan, Jim. Knocked him out.
Oh, no.
When he finally come to, he said, and what was that for? Laura Lou just rang.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yes.
A man is driving. You've got to stick with me here. It's a right. long one. Driving down the road and breaks down near a monastery.
Right.
He goes into the monastery, knocks on the door and says, my car's broken down. Do you think I can stay the night? The monks graciously accept him, feed him up, Jim, with dinner. They even fix his car. As a man tries to fall asleep, he hears this strange noise. Very, very strange indeed.
Yes.
Next morning, he asks the monks, what was that sound I heard last night? Sorry, we can't tell you. You're not a monk. The man is disappointed, but thanks him anyway and goes away. Some years later, Jim, he's driving down the same road and, wouldn't believe it, breaks down the same monastery. Again, the monks accept him, feed him, fix his car. That noise, that night he hears the same noise, Jim. He can't believe it. He said, what is that noise? And in the morning, they said, we can't tell you. You're not a monk.
Right.
The man says, all right, I'm dying to know what that noise is. And if the only way I is to know that sound of that noise, I've got to become a monk.
Oh, no.
What must I do? The monk said, you've got to travel the earth and tell us how many blades of grass there are and the exact number of sand pebbles.
Oh,
when you find these numbers, you will become a monk.
Oh, no.
The man sets about his task, Jim. Just bear with me. You're up to it? You got it all?
Not really.
Come on.
30 years later. 30 years, Jim. He returns, knocks on the door of the monastery. I have travelled the earth and found that what you have asked for. There are 145,236,000 blades of grass and 276 million sand pebbles on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
The monks say, well done. Congratulations. You're now a monk. We shall show you what that sound is.
Yes.
The monks lead the man to a wooden door. Here the head monk says, the sound is right behind that door. The man reaches for the knob, but the door is locked. He says, real funny, can I have the key? The monks give him the key. He opens the door. Behind the wooden door is another door made of stone. The man demands for the key to the stone door. The monk gives him the key. He opens up to find a door made of ruby. He demands another key for the monks who provide it. Behind the door is another door. This is made of sapphire, Jim. This goes on and on. It's emerald, silver, topaz, marble, Jim.
Yes.
Finally, the monks say, this is the last key to the last door. The man is so relieved to finally find out what the noise is.
Yes.
He unlocks the door.
And?
Turns the knob. And behind that door, he's amazed to find the source of that strange, strange noise. Want to know what the noise is, Jim?
Yes.
Sorry, can't tell you. You're not a monk. Bang!
Oh, no. That's just a really poor, boring story.
How good is that?
We'll never get that 3 minutes back.
Have your thinking caps on for this joke.
I'm thinking. I've got it on.
You ready?
Yes.
Only anti-vaxxers will get this. Measles.
Oh, no. What in God's name?
See, Jane gets it. She likes it.
No. Here we go.
A little girl asks her mum, "Mum, can I take the dog for a walk around the block?" Mum says, "No, because she's on heat." Right. What does that mean? Said the kid. Go and ask your father. I think he's in the garage. Right. The little girl goes in the garage and dad's there and she said, "Dad, can I take Lulu for a walk around the block?" I asked mum, but she said the dog was on heat and to come and ask you. He took a rag, soaked it with petrol and rubbed the dog's backside, Jim, to disguise the scent.
Yes.
And said, "Okay, now you can go, but keep Lulu on the leash and only go once around the block." The little girl left and returned a few minutes later with no dog on the leash, Jim.
Oh, no.
Surprised, Dad said, "Where's Lulu?" The little girl said, "Well, she ran out of petrol about halfway round the block."
Oh, my God.
So another dog is pushing her home.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
An 80-year-old man went to the doctor's, Jim, for a physical.
Yes.
All the tests come back, normal results. Very good. The doctor says, "Georgie, how are you going? You look good. Everything okay? How are you doing mentally and emotionally? Are you at peace with God?" George replies, "God and I are tight. He knows I have poor eyesight, so he's fixed it. So when I go into the bathroom in the middle of the night, I go in there, bang, the light goes on.
Wow.
When I'm done, bang, the light goes off." Wow. That's incredible.
That is incredible.
It's unbelievable, Jim. Mm. A little later in the day, the doctor calls George's wife, Ethel. "Ethel, how's George doing?" "He's going fine. But I had to call you because," this is the doctor, "I had to call you because I'm in awe of his relationship with God. Is it true that he gets up during the night and bang, the light goes on when he's in the bathroom, and when he's done, again, bang, the light goes off?" "Oh, no. Oh, my God," says Ethel. "He's been pissing in the fridge again."
Oh, no. That's just hideous.
He opens up the fridge and the light goes on.
That's it, Bill, yeah.
Closes the fridge and the light goes off.
Oh, that's just embarrassing. Like, it's not bad. How do you put that to air?
It's not bad.
No, it's horrible.
I might hit the dump, actually.
That's 3 for 3.
Oh, no.
No, it was the wee. Now, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
You think swimming with dolphins is expensive? Try doing it with sharks. It cost me an arm and a leg.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
It cost me an arm and a leg, Jim.
Oh, no.
Oh, Rabsy likes it. Look at him.
So bad.
No, it's good. Jim, I cannot stand people who take drugs.
Yes.
Like the police or airport security.
Oh, no.
Boo.
Whoa.
Boo. No, mate. No.
Look what I got for you, Mickey. Why? Nice chips.
That's it. Nice. See you in the car park.
Nice chips, Mickey. An old couple are having breakfast, Jim.
Yes.
When the old woman says to her husband, "Just think, honey. We've been married 50 long years."
50 years.
50 years. Yes, yes, he replies. 50 years ago, we were sitting here at this very breakfast table together. And we were probably naked as jaybirds.
Oh,
50 years ago, 50 that was, Jim.
Ago,
of course,
yes,
yeah, not
yes,
now.
Yes, yes,
"Well," said the older woman, "should we get naked again for old time's sake?"
Uh-oh.
Oh, so they strip off their gear,
yes,
Jim, and
yes,
sit back down at the table.
Mm.
"You know," the old woman said, "my nipples are as hot for you today as they were 50 years ago."
Yes.
The old bloke looks across the table and he says, "I'm not surprised. One of them's in your coffee and the other one's in your porridge."
Oh! We can't be having that.
I object to the word nipples at this time of day.
Janie! I was talking to a farmer the other day, Jim.
Oh,
I was talking to a farmer.
Don't do it.
And he said he had a hen who could count her own eggs. She was a mathema chicken.
Oh, no. That isn't it.
That's it.
That is not it.
She was a mathematician.
After yesterday.
That's not even a joke. No. It is a joke. Not, under any definition, a joke.
Mick, after yesterday's high watermark.
Oh, mate, which was up there.
You've just absolutely torpedoed it.
Jim, an IT student.
Yes.
Nerdy. Is walking along with his bike when another IT student, yes. nerdy, yes. walks up to him and says, "Hey, that's a very nice bike. Where did you get that from?"
Oh.
The first student says, "Well, the other day, you wouldn't believe it, this beautiful woman, buxom woman, Jim, yes. ran up to me with this bike and she put it on the ground, ripped off all her clothes and said, 'Take anything you like.'"
Oh, no.
"So I took the bike."
Oh, no.
He took the bike, Jim.
Yeah.
She was there naked.
Right.
And he took the bike.
Yeah. And, you know, what, and the punchline?
That's it.
Jim. Bill, the punchline's below that.
No, that's it.
You've also gone with that one before.
Oh, no. And he forgot the punchline.
So I took the bike.
Yeah, and there's another line underneath it.
No, there's not.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, the second student says... "The clothes probably would have fit."
Oh! Oh, oh, no. He has slaughtered it!
Okay, kiddies, close your ears.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Here we go. Here's Mick. Oh, no, he's...
Yeah, they're busy.
Pre-record.
Deliberately busy.
Say they're live when they're not. Two women were bemoaning the state of the health service, Jim.
Yes.
Everyone does, but these two ladies were.
Yes.
"Do you know, my 85-year-old mother has been waiting over a year for her operation."
Really?
"That's appalling," said the other woman. "What a terrible way to treat someone of that age."
Yes.
"I know," said the first woman. "It's got that bad. At one point, I said to her, 'Mum, do you really need bigger boobs?'"
Oh, no.
She's 85, Jim. She's 85. Come on.
Come on, Bill.
A little boy tells his nursery teacher, Jim, he found a dead cat. "How do you know it was dead?" said the teacher. "Because I pissed in its ear and it didn't move," says the boy. "You did what?" said the teacher.
"What?"
"You know," says the boy. "I leaned over and went, psst, psst, and it didn't move."
That can't be the joke.
No, that can't.
That actually can't be the joke.
"He pissed in its ear." Psst.
Oh, no.
"In its ear."
Bill,
that's it.
That, you have to finish the week better than that.
That's not a bad one.
No, it's terrible.
Because you were shocked thinking I said something else. I was in the pub a few months ago, Jim, with me mate Gav.
Were you?
And these four really big, huge ferals started mouthing off at us.
Yes.
And Gav said, "Pretend we're the police." I only got halfway through the first verse of Roxanne before they kicked the crap out of us.
No.
Oh, he said, "Pretend we're the police."
Oh, no.
And I went with Roxanne. You don't have to. So
you thought you were Sting.
Well, is that
instead of a police officer?
Yeah,
No, I get the joke of it. Yeah,
not bad.
Not really good
not
at
good
all.
Either.
How did the steak introduce his girlfriend to his parents, Jim?
How?
Meet Patty.
Oh no.
Oh, he likes it, Jim.
Rabs.
Rabs. He
You're
likes it.
You're only encouraging him if you laugh at that crap.
Meet Patty. Earl and Graham.
Yes.
We're quietly sitting in a boat fishing, Jim, chewing tobacco and drinking beer, when suddenly Graham said, "I think I'm going to divorce the wife. She ain't spoke to me for over 2 months. Earl spits overboard, Jim.
Yes.
Takes a swig of his beer and says, "You better think about that. Women like her are hard to find."
Oh, no.
I don't get it.
Hadn't spoke for 2 months.
No, I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
What happened?
No. Hadn't spoke for 2 months. How good would that be? You can go fishing.
Okay.
How quiet is it?
Oh, yeah.
What, do you listen to the joke at all?
Not really. It's hard to hang in there.
Yeah, with the tigers. What happened last week? Tigers and the cats.
Hard to know what's punchline and what's filler. It's really, he's just got a, jeez,
all sort of boring kind of stuff, isn't
it? Ingress, you flog, the bald nude nut. Jim, an older white-haired man.
Yes.
Walked into a jewellery store, Jim, one Friday evening.
Did he?
With a younger, beautiful buxom girl.
Oh, buxom.
Buxom, just had a little skirt on.
Buxom.
And, bucks on.
Yes.
So he's going okay with himself. And he asked the jeweller, the old fella, he was looking for a special ring for his girlfriend.
Yes.
The jeweller looked through his stock, Jim, and brought out this ring worth $5,000. Mm-hmm. The old man said, "I don't think you understand. I want something very, very special."
Right.
With this, the jeweller went back out the back and he went to his special stock, Jim.
Right.
And he brought out another ring. "Here's a stunning ring, sir, at only $40,000.
$40,000.
The young lady's eyes sparkled, Jim.
Ooh, wouldn't they?
And her whole body trembled with excitement. She was very, very excited, Jim. No. The old man, seeing this, said, "We'll take it." The jeweller asked how payment would be made. The old man said, "By check. I know you need to make sure my check is good, so I'll write it out now, and you can call the bank on Monday to verify the funds, and I'll pick up the ring on Monday."
Right.
So good effort. Yeah, pick up the ring on Monday.
Yes, you will, yes.
Monday morning come around, Jim, and a very peed off jeweller phoned the old man. "There's no bloody money in your account."
"Yes."
"I know," said the old man, "but can you imagine the weekend I had?" The old fella, Jim, just gone for his life. Again and again and again. I saw a big woman at a bus stop the other day.
Yes.
And I asked her, "When's it due?" She said, "I'm not bloody pregnant, you rude prick." I said, no, I meant the bus. Oh,
could see that coming from a mile away.
Little Johnny, his neighbour, had a baby.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the baby was born without ears, Jim.
Right.
Johnny and his mum went to visit the baby.
Right.
And Johnny was warned not to mention its ears or he will be spanked.
Right.
So Johnny goes over and looks in the cot. He said, what a lovely baby. Lovely feet, lovely hands, lovely skin. How's his eyesight?
Oh, no.
The baby's mum said, it is perfect, beautiful. Johnny said, "That's good. Because he'd be stuffed if he needed glasses."
Oh, no. I reckon 1973 was the last time I heard that one, Mick.
He'd be stuffed.
I wish we were born without ears after that.
Stuffed. Two men are walking down the street and they see a dog licking its nuts, Jim.
Yes.
One of the blokes said, "I really wish I could do that." The other bloke said, "Well, he looks friendly enough."
Oh, no.
He looks friendly enough.
That's it, Bill. And whereas the bloke was actually talking about being able to lick his own.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he was trying to say. I get it.
Just before the funeral services, Jim, the undertaker came up to the very elderly widow and asked, "How old was your husband?" 98, she replied.
Putting the tears in.
98. 2 years older than me. The undertaker said, "So you're 96. Hardly worth going home, is it?"
Oh, no. Just oldest. That's just an oldest joke, isn't it?
Hardly worth going home.
I think that joke's 96 years old, I think. It's pretty
it was St. Paddy's Day, Jimmy, over in Ireland.
Yes.
And there's a big line in the Bank of Ireland there just waiting to take out some money. And the forces, tellers were full of money, Jim. There was money everywhere.
Yes.
Anyway, a robber comes in.
Yes.
Accent's gone.
Well, he's not Irish. The robber comes in to rob the bank, Jim. Yeah. And he just shoots the first bloke he sees. Fair dinkum, this robber. Don't worry about that.
Yes.
He looks around and he goes up and takes some money and he's on the way out, Jim, and looks back around and he sees anyone's been looking at him. One of the tellers is looking straight at him. And the robber walks over to the teller and calmly shoots him dead. Bang.
Oh, Bill.
This is two. Bang. He's gone two. Don't worry about that. Everyone by now, Jim, is very, very scared. They're looking at their feet, heads down, looking nowhere. As he's leaving the bank, he yells out, "Did anyone else see my face? Anyone in here?" It took a couple of beats, Jim, to be fair. This old bloke standing there, he says, "Yes, I think my wife, she might have got a glimpse of you."
Oh, no. Jim. Oh, no. That's your best Friday offering.
Bill, you've done it again.
No, Bill.
Yeah,
it's such a good show as well.
No, we had a great show. We had people just loving everything we're doing, and now they're as flat as a poo carter's hat.
Should try it with an Irish accent next time.
Oh, shut up.
Try it with,
A man, Jim, was arrested yesterday.
Yes.
After falling into a combine harvester.
Right.
Fell into the combine harvester, Jim.
Oh, God.
He fell in there. He was arrested because he was trying to steal it, trying to flog it, Jim. He's due to be bailed tomorrow.
Oh, my God. What is
he's going to be bailed.
Look at the disdain on the face of the great Kennedy Malloy team.
Oh, yeah.
Now, time for the joke. We're not ready for the sting yet because so what we did, I think it was this time last year.
Yeah.
George was equally on holidays because he wasn't attending school as much as everyone else.
Yes.
Given that's what happens when you pay money to go to a school, they don't actually go.
Yes.
So he came in and had a joke off with you, and it was a comprehensive victory. George, nice to see you, mate.
Yep.
Hi, Dad.
Are you nervous? Hi, Dad. Are you nervous, Georgie?
No.
You're up against the king of jokes.
Well,
you
talk
know that.
Into the microphone helps so we can hear you. Oh, what joke did you roll with last time? Do you remember?
No.
But it was better than Bill's?
Yep.
It's the old Le Coq Sportif.
Yeah, it is. Why aren't you at school, by the way?
Yeah.
Because it's holidays.
Why are your brothers at school still?
Because they don't go to a private school.
Oh, right. So you go to a private school, Bill, you actually go less.
Jim, you're spot on.
That's how it works.
I have to say that.
All right, so hit it, Rabs.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Let's face it, if your socks are knocked off by Billy's joke, time for new socks. All day socks by Underworks. Nothing knocks these socks off.
All right, come on,
George. You are first with the joke. Let's go.
Every single morning I get hit by the same bike. It's a vicious cycle.
Oh. I don't get it.
Nice.
I don't get it.
Nice, Bill.
Righto, Georgie.
So that's a nice bar set. Let's go with
nice you. Well, I hope you understand this one, but what do skinny jeans and cheap hotels have in common?
What?
No ballroom.
Oh, no. No, skinny and jeans. In front of a 13-year-old.
Skinny jeans and cheap hotel. No ball.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go across to Mick and Jane, who are ready to go.
You can't get the knackers in there, George.
Who wins that, Jane Kennedy?
By a mile, George.
Vicious
got it
cycle.
In the
can. That is gold.
Oh,
that is gold.
Comedy gold.
What about mine?
I'm going to keep an eye on this kid. You, that horse is bolted.
What about the skinny jeans and the cheap hotel?
No, he's 13 years old, Bill. Come on, bit of decorum around. A kid.
Well
said.
Skinny jeans, you can't get the knackers.
Right? Oh! George will hate that.
My friend has just got a butler, Jim, but he only has one arm. Serves him right.
No.
Jim, he's only got one arm.
What about the delivery, though?
What? That was good. My friend has got a butler and only has one arm.
Yeah, serves him right.
Serves him right.
Yeah, that's, it was like a throwaway line, Bill.
Two birds are chatting on a fence, Jim.
Yes.
Just having a little chit-chat.
Right.
Thing. And one says, I've just arrived from China and I feel really sick. Flew? No, I walked. What do you reckon?
Oh, oh no. No.
He thought he might have had the bird flu, didn't he?
Thank you, Bill, yeah.
He said, no, Dick, what do you reckon? I walked.
Oh, no. Come on. There's only a limited amount of this I can take.
I think I got one more left
have
in
you?
Me, Jim.
Have you?
And then I'm going to have a serious look at myself.
I think you should.
And that might be it.
The surf club at Noosa.
Oh, Jim, you won't believe this. A mate of mine flushed his wooden shoes down the toilet. Jim.
Yes.
And guess what happened?
What happened?
Now it's clogged.
Oh!
Listen to Jim.
Now it's clogged.
Now it's clogged.
Because they're clogged.
They're clogged, Jim.
They come from Amsterdam.
Holland, where the bloke put the finger in the dunny.
No. Now it's clogged.
No, on the wall, actually.
Yeah,
actually
no, that's a different thing, yeah.
It was a die.
A whole different sort of thing, yeah. Anyway, on that cheery note.
When I was younger, Jim, you didn't know this, I lived in a houseboat. And started to date the girl next door.
Oh, don't.
Unfortunately, we soon drifted apart, Jim. Well, the relationship had no moorings.
Oh, no. You see, the joke came out all right. You didn't have to go with that second bit.
Well,
that actually wasn't bad.
That's not bad.
I didn't mind that.
Oh, good. There we go. There's
I didn't
a start.
Mind that. And
jeez, I'm surprised. I don't know what to do now. You liked it.
Old been punched in both sides of his head. Warren liked it too.
Did you have your wisdom tooth out?
You must have.
No, you're blowing up ferociously.
Blown up.
It's like you're inflated. Jim, and this is very, very topical. Okay? Yes. I'm going to read this out. Alan Richardson gone. Very sad news. I really feel, Jim, for the Saints players, okay?
Yes.
Especially Jack, oh. Jack and Jack.
No.
And Jack.
Oh, no.
Jack, Jade, Josh, Jimmy and Jonathan. So you put, Jaron and Jack.
You put nine extra Jacks in there to try and make a really bad joke remotely funny.
That's a good topical joke.
Just have a look at through the glass at the famed team that come next, Kennedy
is
Malloy.
That caveman in there.
Oh, that's just sad.
What do you give a cannibal who is late for dinner?
What?
The cold shoulder. Oh, how good's that?
No.
A cannibal.
See, this is what happens. You have a break, you come back, you tell one good joke, and then this crap starts rolling.
All right, I've got another one.
Oh!
The man that invented autocorrect should burn in hello.
Oh, no.
That's not bad. You see, I knew you wouldn't get that. Should burn in hello.
Just yeah, no, we got it.
Hell, but it's auto-corrected to hello.
Oh, my God.
You probably can't remember this, but I got fired from my job in the computer store.
Did you?
I used to work there, Jim. Yeah, I was very good.
And got fired.
A guy came in, he said, and he asked if I could recommend a hard drive. I said, yeah, no worries, mate. Brisbane to Perth in a 180B.
Oh, my God.
Jim.
A 180B.
Brisbane.
That's how old that joke is.
It's hopeless.
In a Datsun 180B.
You brought a Datsun 180B out.
That's a hard drive.
That's got to be 25 years ago.
That's a hard drive, Jim.
Oh, we've got to put an end to this.
What happens when fish start an addiction to worms?
What?
They get hooked.
Oh, no. Look at Mick. Look, and Jane.
Boo.
Just have a look at...
They get hooked, the... Mickey boy.
Boo.
Oh.
Right?
Jane, what is that?
That's it. That's the end of FM radio.
Oh. My 12-year-old boys would hang their head in shame.
So I was at the bar last night, Jim, having a couple of frothies.
Yes.
And the waitress yelled out, "Does anyone know CPR?" I said, "Well, I know the whole alphabet." Everyone laughed, Jim. Everyone laughed, except for one poor bloke. Who obviously wanted the CPR. No. He was dying.
See, it was it's so bad.
When you've got to explain.
Boo!
you thought you'd take a punt, Bill.
You had it.
Go extra.
You had it. See, you had it and you dropped it.
Just, except for one poor bloke.
Yeah, so
that was all right.
When you got to explain your own punchline, Janie.
I don't know, JB. It's just, I don't know. It's a bit sad now.
Sad.
A Telstra technician, Jim,
yes,
stopped me in the street, just down here in Clarendon Street yesterday,
yes,
and he asked me, "What time is it, mate?" I told him somewhere between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Oh, no. So you did the reverse mawash on him.
Exactly. The reverse.
You don't have to explain it, JB.
Have you had anyone
did the reverse mawash?
I get it.
Two boys were at a wedding, and one of them asked, "How many wives can you have?" The other boy said, 16. Four better, four worse, four in sickness, and four in health. 16, Jimmy boy.
Wow.
Oh, God. They both liked it.
Janie's got a chuckle up.
They both liked it.
Oh, that's it.
If 16.
If you're keeping half of the great duo happy, I think that's enough.
I've had a few.
I saw a father in Iraq, Jim, gave his daughter a brand new bag. She said, "Gee, thanks for the bag, Dad."
Oh, no. after just Jim. Riding one of the great waves into the shore.
I'll show myself out, actually.
Oh, Bill.
I might
That is a disgrace.
Thanks for the bag, Dad.
Oh. No, we got it. Because the capital of
Iraq
is Baghdad.
No.
Oh, here he is.
I would be rather be tied up in a naked pyramid of men in an Abu Ghraib jail than have to hear that joke.
Did you hear about the girl who sawed herself in half for the talent show?
No.
She placed first and second.
Oh, no. What?
When she won.
Well, honestly.
Oh, that's good. I'll give you two today, Jim.
Oh, don't.
Oh, well, I'll never forget my grandpa's last words, Jim. "Stop shaking the ladder, you bastard."
Oh, no. That can't be. There has to be another one.
All right. This, you'll like this, Jim. You'll know where I'm coming from. That wasn't bad.
That was horrible.
It's a nice little setup.
Really ordinary.
Delivery was
delivery
shocking.
Was good.
Yep.
How many divorced men does it take to screw in a light bulb, Jim?
How many?
Who knows? They never get the house.
Oh, no.
We should actually. Just really what are you laughing?
Ordinary. I hope Sam Neill didn't hear that.
No, he would have loved that.
He would have detested that.
Now, Jim.
Yes.
A little girl asks her mother, "Mummy, how was I born?" Her mother, misty-eyed, smiled and replied, "Once upon a time, your daddy and I decided to plant a wonderful little seed. Daddy put it in the earth and I took care of it every single day. The little seed grew more and more leaves, and in a few months it turned into a beautiful, healthy plant. So we took the plant, dried it, smoked it, and got so high that we shagged each other without a condom."
Bill.
How good's that, Nick?
It's like off taste.
Did a 180.
What? Sounds a bit biographical.
Oh, you've been smoking some of that plant.
We're on the Gunga in here.
I think looking at Mick, that might have actually happened to Mick.
Oh, no, Mick likes
no
it.
No comment.
Sorry for those who were a bit offended by yesterday's joke. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I just thought I was funny. Yeah, sure. So today I'm going with a little, a nice
one. And you can get going with it.
Yeah. I went to a pet shop, Jim, and asked for 12 bees. The shopkeeper counted out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13 bees.
Handed them over to me. Mm. I said, "You've given me one too many." He said, "No, that one's a freebie."
So you get one complaint about a half-decent joke,
yes,
and that frightens you to the point that you come out with that garbage.
Well, he got a freebie, so he got 13.
Mick! The chair's gone over.
Oh, he's cracked the Mick. Tell you what I did on Monday. I overdosed on Viagra. Hardest day of my life.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's just no good. That's just no good.
Jim. I've got
another
one.
Else?
Yeah, I have. Oh, Jim.
Yes.
How should a farmer dress so he doesn't get attacked by his chickens?
How?
Impeccably.
Oh, my God.
A boy named Carol had a particularly rough childhood because of his uncommon name, Jim.
Right.
He always got a lot of teasing and abuse at school. Eventually, he overcame his hang up,
yes,
and married his high school sweetheart, Jim.
Nice.
When their first child was born, he let his wife name her. She named the baby Love, inspired in the same spirit as Carol's unique name, Love. Unfortunately, Love grew up and endured much of the same teasing that Carol did, Jim.
Right.
Because of his strange name.
Yes.
She came home one day from school, screamed at her dad, asking why he gave her such a stupid name. Carol took the blame to protect his wife and apologised. In a fit of rage, Love shot him with a dart gun and she ran away, Jim. Minutes later, Carol's wife came home and saw him lying on the ground.
Yes.
"What happened?" she asked, running to him. He waved her closer, Jim, and whispered, "Shot through the heart. And you're to blame. You gave Love a bad name."
Oh, no.
How good's that, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you how good it is. You actually got it out without cocking it
I
up.
I know.
That's the good bit.
Shot through the heart.
Yeah, no, we know.
And
we
you're
got it.
To
you
blame.
Don't have to go back
you gave
over
Love a bad name.
Not bad.
There's a man dying in his bed, Jim, yes. At home. Yes. Dying. He doesn't, he's not too well at all.
No, well, you wouldn't be if you're dying.
Well, he smells something amazing. Yeah. It's the smell of his favourite chocolate chip cookies,
right.
Jim. And with the last strength in his bones, he gets out of bed and he goes to the kitchen where his wonderful wife of 50 years is cooking these beautiful chocolate chip cookies, Jim. And they're on a plate of four, just out of the oven, smelling beautiful, Jim. And with his last human strength, the remaining strength.
Yes.
He reaches over to take one of the biscuits and his wife sees this and runs over and slaps his hand. She says, "Don't eat them. They're for the funeral."
Oh, no.
They're for the
funeral. See, I didn't see that one coming.
That punchline I didn't see. It's like one of those slow trains that just chug along the track.
I was just happy to get to the punchline. I was getting lost in how warm and brilliant
like
those
that
cookies
one,
were.
Yeah, guess, all right, yeah, James.
That guy's
he was
all
on
right.
his deathbed, but he wasn't very well.
No,
is that right?
He was crook, Nick. How do you know how heavy a chili pepper is?
How?
Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Oh, no. No.
Doctor said to his patient, Jim,
yes.
I have bad news for you. You'll have to take one of these pills for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But doctor, you only gave me 3 pills. I told you I had some bad news.
Oh, no. That's actually worse. That's worse than the first one, which was appalling.
Oh, Rab's liked it.
No, I'm laughing at his reaction.
No, you're not. No, you liked just it, little teeth out. So I was in my car yesterday, Jim, and yes. I was driving along.
Yes.
Wasn't yesterday, actually. I was in my car and I was driving along, and my boss rang up.
Oh.
And he said, you've been promoted. I said, about time. But anyway, I swerved, Jim.
Oh.
Because I just swerved.
Yes.
And then he rang up a second time and said, guess what? You've been promoted again.
Mm-hmm.
So I swerved again, Jim.
Right.
He rang up a third time, Jimmy boy, and he said, you're managing director. You are managing director. And fair dinkum, Jim, I just hit a tree. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, the cops come. He said, what happened here? I said, I careered off the road.
Oh, no. Oh. What about the joke-telling stylings?
No, mate. No. That's it. You've broken it.
I careered off the road.
Oh, jeez. I give up.
I saw my dad chopping up onions today. And guess what, Jim? I cried. Onions was such a lovely dog.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. So he's chopping up his dog.
Why was he chopping up his dog?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I saw my dad chopping up onions.
Why would he chop up his own dog?
Well, that's not the joke.
Why would he call the dog onions?
Yeah. Well, that's, well, I don't know. Why do you call your dog?
Oh, jeez.
Indy.
He's got
Indy.
Minutes
Rover.
Left. Minutes
I saw
left.
My dad chopping up onions today and I cried.
Okay.
He was such a lovely dog.
Oh, poor onions.
Why is he chopping up his dog?
Well, it's a longish one.
Here we
Logan
go.
And his missus works. Go to the doctor. The doc says, sorry, I'm pregnant. He said, but we've always used protection. I can't believe this is true. How is this possible? He said, well, I'll tell you a story. This is a doctor. There was a hunter once who always carried a gun, Jim, wherever he went.
Mm-hmm.
One day he took out his umbrella instead of his gun. And he went out shooting. A lion suddenly appeared and jumped in front of him. In order to scare the lion away, the hunter used the umbrella like a gun and shot the lion dead. And it died. Nonsense, said the bloke. Someone else must have shot the lion. Good. You understand the story.
Oh, no.
Next.
Oh, no. Just to finish on a Friday with that shite. Like, honestly, how flattening is that?
The Irish Jimmy boy.
Oh, no.
Paddy and his two friends are talking at the bar. And one of his friends says, I think my wife's having an affair with an electrician. The other day I came home and found a pair of wire cutters under our bed and they weren't mine. What am I sounding like?
I don't know. No idea what you're sounding like.
Going between Aussie and Irish. Yeah.
The second bloke says, I think my wife's having an affair with the plumber. The other day I found a wrench under my bed and guess what? It wasn't mine. Paddy says, well, I think my wife's having an affair with a horse.
Oh.
Both his friends looked at him in utter disbelief, Jim.
Yes.
No, no, I'm serious. I came home the other day and I found a jockey under our bed.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What? And let me guess, it wasn't his? Honestly, just it's always the case Mondays.
Yeah.
We just never get the week off, really, do we?
A girl agreed to go out with me after I gave her a bottle of tonic water, Jim.
Right.
I swept her off her feet.
Oh, my God. That is not a joke.
Yes. All right. A doctor says, well, it looks like you're pregnant. The lady said, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. He said, no, it just looks like you are.
Oh, no. No, I've got to take this segment off him. I've actually got to do
Mick,
the joke from
you
now.
You like
on.
That one, Mickey?
That is just so hideous.
Mm. Mick loved it.
No,
I missed it. Can you do it again?
Oh, please, Mick.
Here you go. You ready?
Ready to go, Bill.
Righto. Apparently, one in five people in the world are Chinese. Here you go. And there are five people in my family, so it must be one of them. It's either my mum or my dad or my older brother, Colin, or my younger brother, Ho Chang Wang. I think it's Colin.
Not only is it horrendous.
He's lost the plot.
I think that's the fifth time he's told that joke.
That's not a bad gag.
How many times have you told that one?
Well, my younger brother, Ho Chang Wang. But I think it's Colin, Jim.
Not only no good, but look at him. Retold.
Jim, a man came to in hospital after a serious accident. He shouted, "Doctor, doctor, I can't feel my legs." The doctor came running in. He said, "I know you can't. I cut off your arms."
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. He couldn't feel his legs.
Come on, fat. Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. There we go. Not bad. Suck on that, James and Greg and Scott and Jordan and Dwayne and Guy. Stupid Guy. A small church had a very attractive, big-bosomed organist, Jim, named Susan. Lovely lady, Susan.
Right.
And her boobs were so big that they bounced and jiggled while she played the organ, Jim.
Yes.
Unfortunately, she distracted the male part of the congregation.
Right.
They were, you know, and the very proper church ladies were appalled with this, Jim.
Right.
For old Susan's doing her best work, jiggering around.
Trying to do it. Yep.
And the boys.
We got that.
One of the ladies said, "This is not on. We're going to do something or we change the organist."
Right.
So one of the ladies, very proper, approached Susan very discreetly about the problem, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And she said...
Yes.
I wrote it down here somewhere.
She said,
"I've got a solution for you, Susan." Very discreetly about this, Jim.
Yes.
So she had a mixture of lemon and...
Jalapeno,
right? Yes. Mixed it all together. Very spicy, very hot. But just rub it on the bosom, and they will shrink.
Right.
And then she won't have the trouble about them jiggling around, okay? Because it's very, very sour, but never, ever get it near your mouth.
Right.
Never, ever, because you won't be able to talk. It'll be no good. Yes. Never, ever get it near those lips, okay?
Right, yes.
So anyway, the organist, she agreed to this, Jim.
Yes.
The following Sunday morning, the minister...
Yes.
The minister comes out, Jim. He walks out and he says to the congregation, "Due to unforeseen circumstances, we will not have a firman today."
Apple listened to his attempt. At
no, mate.
What's the minister doing during the week?
Where's that come from, Mick?
I don't know. It's too distracted by Melissa Doyle. I reckon.
That's a bit ripe for me.
A lawyer is talking to his client, Jim. He says, "I have some good news and some bad news for you."
Mm-hmm.
His client says, "Well, give me the bad news." He says, "The bad news is that the DNA tests show that your blood they found is all over the crime scene, all over it."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Oh, no, I'm stuffed. I'm ruined. What's the good news?" He said, "Well, the good news is your cholesterol's down to 130.
Oh, no.
I don't
mind it. No. His cholesterol's down. Yeah. He likes it. You write it down.
I don't mind it.
That's all right. I'm well told.
Good. Let's not go overboard.
Patty took two stuffed dogs to the Antiques Roadshow, Jim. Two stuffed dogs.
Yes.
"Oh," said the presenter, "this is a very rare breed. Do you have any idea what they would fetch if they were in mint condition?" Patty just looked at him and said, "Yeah, sticks."
Oh, no.
That's what he'd fetch. That's what they'd fetch him. Sticks.
I can't be doing this. Look at Mick and Jane. They're just disgusted.
I tell you what, that's a flattener for their show.
They're like Carmen and Queenie.
Oh, Carmen.
They're offended.
Jim, two fat blokes were sitting around in a pub, and one says to the other, "You're round." The other one said, "Yeah, so are you, you fat bastard."
Oh, no.
Mate, I don't get it.
You're round.
You're round.
You'll shout, "You're round."
Oh, jeez.
So are you, you fat bastard. Oh, you just got that then. How dumb are you two? Was how that, dumb are you two?
Was that Bill? Was that Bill and Mick in that?
Oh, that's a drive by, you bastard!
I love me Irish boys, Jimmy boy. And Paddy and Mick are just standing around, and Paddy says to Mick, "I've got something stuck in my throat, and I can't breathe properly."
What is that?
Mick says, "Are you choking?" Paddy says, "No, I'm serious."
Oh, no. Just a little bomb at the end of the day.
Sucked in. Hope you beep that out, Rapsy.
Why did Paddy have a speech impediment?
Oh, no. At some point there. We can't understand it, Mick.
Guess what I did during the week, Jim?
What?
I sold my homing pigeon on eBay for the 25th time.
Oh, no. Listen to
no,
Fat.
He likes it.
Listen to Fat. And laughing at his own material.
Well, it's not a bad gag, Jim. Because it keeps coming back.
Providing his
own
laughter.
It's quite cerebral. You don't have to explain it now, Billy. It's all right.
We got it.
Jane looks at me like, I don't get it.
No, she gets it.
I was pulled over by the cops last night, Jim. And the officer asked me if I had a police record. I said, no, I haven't. But I've got a couple of albums by Sting.
Just a typical Monday flattener.
Every breath you take.
Mondays are tough enough. Mondays.
Jim, you won't believe this, but I recently joined the nudist colony.
Did you?
Yeah. The first week was the hardest.
Oh, my goodness.
Abraham. Oh, no. Look at Abraham likes it. Abraham's coming. Not bad. You like that, Mickey?
Thank you. Good night. I'll be here on Thursday.
On the back of the nudist colony joke yesterday, very good raves about that, Jim.
Did you, Bill?
Who's the most popular man at the nudist colony?
Who?
The bloke who can carry 2 coffees and 8 donuts at once.
How's he carrying the donuts?
That's how I pick up my lunch every day. I'll have two coffees and 8 donuts.
8 donuts. Now, unfortunately, I read in the paper today a Nestle factory closed down in Tongala, Jim, little town up in North Victoria. 100 people were put off. So I've got my best Nestle joke today.
Yes.
Okay. Sad news from the Nestle factory as a man was crushed to death by hundreds of boxes of chocolate. He tried in vain to attract attention, but every time he yelled out, "The Milky Bars are on me! The Milky Bars are on me!" people just cheered.
Oh, my God.
They just cheered, Jim.
That is embarrassing.
The Milky Bars are on me, Jim. Oh, no. Jim, do you know people from Dubai don't like the Flintstones?
Why not?
But the people from Abbey, Dubai... do.
Oh, no.
The people from Abu Dubai do.
No, go one more time.
Have another go.
But the people from Abu Dhabi do.
Finally! Yeah! Oh, no.
Lucky we can cut that bit.
Oh, no.
I went to the chemist the other day, or the chemist, if you want to say how it's spelled.
Yep.
And I said, "Hey, miss, I'd like to buy 12 condoms, please." She said, "Don't you miss me." I said, "Okay then, give me 13.
Oh, no. What about that?
How good's that?
I'm opening with that.
You open with that, Mickey
I'm
boy.
I'm opening with that.
Oh, how
Bill,
good.
I'm going to get you to sign a release for that one.
Now, Mick.
Yes, mate.
I told a joke.
Am I in this joke? Am I?
Well, yeah, because I told this joke the other day.
Why are you a straight man? Am I, or what am I doing?
You're a bit of both, but have a listen to this joke I stuffed up the other day.
Right.
Do you know people from Dubai don't like the Flintstones?
Why not?
But the people from Abbey, Dubai do.
Oh, no.
Abu Dhabi do.
The people from Abu Dubai do.
No, go one more time.
Have another go.
But the people from Abu Dhabi do.
Yeah.
Abu Dhabi do, Mick.
But those from Abu Dhabi do.
Mick, it's a hard joke to tell, isn't it?
Not really.
No, it's not really.
Isn't it? Have a listen to Mick during the cricket.
Do you know the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
No, I don't.
Well, the Dubai don't care and Abu Dhabi
In my defence, that was in the tea session, and I'd had a couple.
I was going to say, you sound totally drunk there. How many beers?
He's had a few there, Joni. Don't worry about
that.
Oh,
yeah, a few frothies, Bill.
A lot of frothies. Have a good show, because I've got a really good joke.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Right, do you want me to hang around for this one? Or?
No, have it. Listen, you'll put it on your little sheet when you're doing a gig next. A 15-year-old Amish.
Can I buy a vowel?
A 15-year-old Amish boy and his father.
Amish,
same thing. Right. We're in the mall, right?
Yes.
And they're amazed by almost everything they saw. Obviously never been in there with his dad. And they especially taken by these two shiny silver walls that could move apart, then slide back together. Yeah. The boy asked, "What is that, father?" Father said, "Never seen an elevator before."
Yes.
Funny, we're talking about the Pope and that. Said, "Son, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I don't know what it is." While the boy and his father were watching in amazement, a big old lady in a wheelchair, chubby Jim, moved into the moving walls, got in there, pressed a button, the walls open, and the lady rolled between them into a small room.
Yes.
The walls closed, and the boy and his father watched the numbers go down, light up. Okay, she's gone in there. They continued to watch until it reached the last number.
Yes.
And then the numbers began to light up again, coming back up again. So you know where I'm at. Finally, the walls opened up again, and a gorgeous 24-year-old blonde stepped out, Jim.
Hello.
The father, not taking his eyes off the young lady, said quietly to his son, "Go and get your mother, son."
Oh, no.
Was it an elevator and the Pope was stuck in it with a lady?
25 minutes late.
Tell you what, I'd rather be stuck in an elevator for 25 minutes with a Pope than you, Billy.
An old bloke dies, Jim. Very unfortunate. Funeral. All these old mates are there to see him.
Yes.
The wife gets up and says a few words, and then the kids get up. Very sad, very somber, of course, Jimmy boy.
Yep.
And then one of his old mates goes over to the wife and says, "Can I go up and say something?"
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Sure, that'd be great. That'd be fantastic." So his old mate gets up on the dais.
Dais.
Yes, Jim. And he says, "Plethora." The wife gets up and says, "Thanks for that. That means a lot."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Good. I like that. Yeah. I'm giving that the thumbs up, Billy.
Oh, Janie likes it.
It's quite cerebral.
The phrase
look it up in your Funkin' Wagner.
I have ringing in my ears is very sad, very somber, much like the mood in the studio right now.
That's it.
My obese parrot died, Jim. Jim?
Yes.
My obese parrot died.
Obese parrot, yes.
Yeah. It was a real weight off my shoulder.
Oh, no.
What does it really mean?
Oh, my God.
I don't get it.
No.
Explain it.
My obese parrot died.
Obese. Oh, weight off your shoulder.
Yeah. I'm standing a bit.
Oh, mate, I get
it. A few froppies last night again.
I don't mind it.
Might give you a couple today.
Oh, no.
A nice little soup de loop to start with.
Yes.
What do Mac the Knife, Winnie the Pooh, and Attila the Hun have in common, Jim?
What?
Same middle name.
Oh!
Bang! We're away.
Bang.
You like that? Oh, he liked it, old Chubbles.
All right. And the next one?
A duck goes into a furniture store and says, "Got any duck food?" The guy at the counter says, "Sorry, we don't sell duck food." The little duck walks out. The next day, same duck, same guy. "Got any duck food?" "Sorry, little duck. I told you yesterday, no duck food." The duck walks out. Next day, again, "Got any duck food?" The guy says, "No, we don't sell duck food here. And if you come back in here again, I'm going to nail your feet to the floor." The duck walks out. Next day, duck walks in. Goes, "Got any nails?" He says, "No, why? Got any duck food?"
No! Oh! No!
Did you get that?
Duck.
Yeah, I would have set it up with a few extra days before you got to the punchline.
Like
the duck should have come in for about 6 days in a row.
Three's enough.
Righto, this this is for Underworks, this one, before we do the wheel one, okay?
Oh, okay, right.
Wheel one.
Yeah, the wheel one. I went to the pub last night, Jimmy boy, and I was dressed as a tennis ball. I got served straight away.
Oh,
good.
So that's your joke.
That's my joke.
That's your one.
Which I think is better
than...
Which
is a real Monday one.
Which I think is the better than the wheel one, Jim.
Stench.
Because this is the one that they headed to triplem.com.au. What do they do? Press the button.
What do they do?
They go to the win section on the triplem.com.au page, which is just up the top. It says win.
Yeah.
Righto, here
and
we
you
go.
Press that, Jim. And then, so this is from Paul, from Doreen, Jim. I met a girl online... And we've been out on 9 dates, Jim.
Yes.
The first 8 were for dinner, and the 9th date was to the movies to see Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's been dinner, 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 Batman.
Oh, no.
That's balls,
Jim. No.
Have you got any? You got another one?
There's got to be something
dinner,
better
dinner,
than
dinner,
that.
Dinner, 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 Batman.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Paul. He'd like to take his dad to the footy. They've never been to a grand final.
Give us one little one. Let's another one.
All right. This is one of mine.
Oh, no.
To be or not to be a horse rider? That is the question.
Oh, my God.
That's 3 in your hour.
That's 3 of the worst jokes I've ever heard.
No.
And
I don't even think you should say the word Shakespeare, Billy.
No.
Well, I didn't say Shakespeare. I said a question.
Oh, no.
I said, oh, you did. Sorry.
Foul is fair
them.
And fair is foul.
Right. At least if you're going to do that joke, do it with pantaloons on.
Righto, this is from Chris, and he's a Richmond supporter. He's going to take the missus because we didn't go in 2017. This is his joke.
Okay.
Chris's. What did the pirate say when he turned 80?
What did he say?
Aye, matey.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What about that for a joke?
Matey.
No, we got it.
He's not.
I was trying to work out where that would go, but it's not bad.
It's all right.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you, Jane.
Have you got another one?
You don't have to.
Thank you, Miss Jane.
That's all right.
Thank you, Miss Jane.
Come on, one more.
Remember Miss Jane? With the bloke with the nose.
Come on, joke.
How, this is from Lachlan. How do you spot a blind guy on a nudist beach?
How?
It's not hard.
Oh, Billy.
That's a Geelong Cat supporter.
Oh, no. Why isn't he?
Jeez.
Oh, why is he singled out?
Well, he's blind. He can't see.
He can't get a stiffy.
Mick.
That's it, Mick.
Mick.
Righto.
Well, I've got a couple here from a Richmond supporter, Rebecca Hurst.
Yes.
Alan Hurst, remember him?
Yes, I do.
Rebecca, here's her joke, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
A fish swam up a river and hit a wall. Damn.
Oh, no.
That's Beck's.
The next one?
Yeah. Come on, Bill.
Oh, shut up. But don't. All right. And this one's from Peter Hosking from Pakenham, who's a Collingwood supporter. And Peter writes in and says, hi. How you going, Bill?
Bill, get on with the joke.
Oh, a bloke was at a horse race meeting, Chip, right?
Oh, no.
And whispers to Paddy, who's right next to him. He says, do you want the winner of the next race? Paddy says, no, thanks. I've only got a small yard.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
the winner. So I've got one now, and it's from our good friend Ash out there. And he writes, Jim.
Yes.
I used to have a legless dog called Cigarette. We used to take him out for a drag.
Oh, no. Look at Jane.
Jane, you like that? I'm not even going to ask Mick.
It's a Monday.
I'm feeling generous.
Someone swallowed a box of Christmas crackers. I just don't.
Legless dog. This is goes into the draw. Here stands on the standby list to
for
spin
the
wheel.
Yes, for
which
the
we're
wheel.
Doing when? Tuesday or something?
Yes.
Righto. Cameron.
Yes.
Ross. He's going to take his best mate, Josh. They're Richmond supporters. Too bad he won't see
the
him.
What about the joke, Bill?
Righto, here we go, Jim. A cowboy asked me if I could help him round up 18 cows.
Yes.
I said, yeah, no worries. Of course I can. That's 20.
Oh, no. You rounded up 18.
No.
Come on, Bill. Yeah, Bill.
I knew you wouldn't get it, Rabsy.
I didn't get it.
But
that's also not funny, though.
It is. He helped him round up 18 cows. What kind of lights did Noah have on his ark, Jim?
What kind?
Floodlights.
Oh, my God.
My girlfriend.
That's a little entree. That's a little entree.
Onto the tree.
Oh, right.
Timmy boy, my girlfriend was furious with me the other night when I put ginger in our curry.
Right.
She loved that cat.
Oh, no. The first one was actually better.
Well, yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
No, that's how much. Bad the second one was. The first one was better.
Why do riot police get to work early, Jim? To beat the crowd.
Oh, no.
Just stop right now. That's enough. Wayne?
Oh, Wayne, little Wayne.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Those jokes are terrible.
I'm looking for never ring again.
Not on your life.
You know, loves it.
Grow up.
Cane corns.
Oh, no.
Cane corns loves it. Jimmy Boy, three children named Feather, Droplet, and Brick went to their mother to ask why they were named so. Oh, no. Feather went to his mother and said, Mother, why is my name Feather? Mother said, because when you were born, a feather fell on your forehead. Ah, oh, fair enough. Droplet went to his mother and asked, Mum, why is my name Droplet? Because when you were born, a water droplet fell on your forehead.
Yes.
Droplet's happy enough with that, Jim.
Yes.
When Droplet went away, Brick shuffled up to his mother and said,
Seriously.
That's terrible. Poor old Brick, Jim.
There's only so much more of this I can actually do.
I'm going to get it.
Seriously, there's only so much more of this job I can actually do. So, good one yesterday.
Yes.
So, you normally don't back it up.
I know, you're right. Three children named Feather, Droplet, and Brick.
Come on.
Oh, how do snails fight, Jim?
How?
They slug it out.
Oh, no. So just get us underway with a real pox one.
Yeah. What did the elephant say to the naked man?
What?
How do you breathe through something that small?
Oh, no. Yeah,
but this is it, Jim.
Gee, so two real ordinary ones.
Where's Mick?
Two real flatteners.
All right. Now, I didn't want to tell this
where's
joke.
Where's Mick? Hasn't realised I've been on holiday all week.
Why on holidays?
Yes, Bill.
I'm a bit embarrassed to tell this, Jim, but
oh, come on.
This morning I got my willy caught in my zip. Straight away I thought to myself, that's the last time I'm going to wear these zip-up boots.
Oh, is that? No,
that is it.
That can't be it.
So you have one decent joke in a month. And then you back it up with the worst crap ever.
I've got these zip-up boots on. I got me willy caught in a chip.
Honestly, how bad is that?
That's just, not bad.
Just
people laughing all over.
No one's laughing anywhere.
So you blokes give me nothing. Yeah.
Well, you said one medium good one. You've missed three short crap ones.
Real rubbish.
Well, just go early.
Real what we call shite fish.
Just go early. Let's have some enough silence. Well, a good mate of mine, Jim, has two fully paid tickets for the AFL Grand Final in a private box with all the food and grog, all right?
Right, yes.
Yep. Unfortunately, he bought them early in the year. He didn't realise that he bought them on this Saturday, which is the same day as his wedding.
Right, yes, yes.
So he can't go. So if you're interested and want to go instead of him, it's at 2 p.m. at St. Paul's Catholic Church, Melbourne. Oh. And her name is Emma.
Oh, no. No. What a shame.
What a delivery. The last one.
What a shame, Toby.
What a shame, Toby.
Never call us again.
Not a bad gag.
Not on your life.
Not a bad gag.
So for the final time, Plastic Bertrand has to pick us back up again.
Well, there were three children, Jim.
Well done, Jilly, by the way. He's been superb. Abraham and, of course, Maddie in the booth.
Feather.
The best team putting the best radio together.
Yes,
and then
are.
We just let them down.
Oh, yeah. Droplet and Brick, okay? Why is my name Feather? Because when you were born, a feather fell on your forehead.
You can't keep going back to that one.
You are the Turn him off.
Hey, well done. Well done, Jim. You've been outstanding.